always find it's a bit of a funny thing to celebrate when you live in an urban environment. Because, you know, when you're not surrounded by kind of fields and farmers and things like that, it sounds a bit funny sometimes singing about it and celebrating. But actually, even though by the time the food gets to us, it's like neatly packaged and presented in a supermarket, we should still think about the fact that that food did come from farms and farmers and factories, and we should still give thanks for those people who make our food. And we should also give thanks for the one who ultimately provided our food, the one who made the field in the first place, who brought the sun, who brought the rain to create our food. We thank God, our creator and our sustainer. And the psalm that we had read this morning, as I said, I thought it was a beautiful psalm to have at harvest because it celebrates so many of those things. So I just wanted to read a couple of verses from it to remind us. So verse 4, it said, "Blessed are those you choose and bring near to your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, your holy temple." And I love that idea of being filled with good things because it reminds me of having my belly full of yummy treats. Who likes having a belly full of yummy treats? Yes, well, I happened to have brought one of my favorite yummy treats, and I wondered if anybody felt that their belly needed filling with a yummy treat. Does anybody feel like that? There's a big hand up here. There you go. You might need to ask a parent before you eat it. Filled with yummy treats. So should we say thank you to God for yummy treats? If I say 1, 2, 3, can you all say thank you, God? Are we ready? 1, 2, 3. Thank you, God. Brilliant.
Sorry to interrupt. Sarah, I don't mean to be rude. I know you're in full flow, but I'm just sitting over there and I'm finding myself getting a bit cross, actually, because it's great that we're celebrating yummy food, but actually people have brought loads of donations this morning for the people in our community who don't have food. Because actually there are lots of people who don't have yummy treats for their tummy because they can't even afford to buy the basics. Now, I appreciate I may have got out of the wrong side of bed, everybody, but what have you got to say to that?
That's fine, but actually today we're celebrating the fact that we have got yummy treats, and we're celebrating the fact that we do have yummy filled tummies. So we also want to read another verse today, which is verse 7, which says, "The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy." And when I think about songs of joy, I think about the amazing summer we've had with such beautiful sunshine and glorious weather. And I just remember back to those lovely evenings sitting in my garden, enjoying that evening sunshine with a refreshing drink. And actually, I brought a refreshing drink. Does anybody feel that they'd like some refreshing? We need some refreshing drink there for you. Oh. So we want to give thanks to the fact that we've got all these wonderful sunshine and rain that water our fields and give us food. Yes, we do have to say thank you for the rain. So can we say another thank you, God, again? If I say 1, 2, 3, ready? 1, 2, 3. Thank you, God. Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt again. The problem that I'm having here, I don't want to be cynical, but I'm just aware that not everybody is filled with joy, are they? I mean, come on. Yes, we did have an amazing summer, but there were parts of our world where there were forest fires. And then just in the last few weeks, there have been hurricanes. There are floods this morning in Wales. There's been a tsunami. Thousands of people, Sarah, have lost their homes and lives. Come on. We just need to engage with reality a bit. What have you got to say to that?
Are you finished? I can't hear you.
Then if you can't hear me, maybe just look at these pictures here. See? Reality. Engage with reality.
Put the
drinks away.
Okay. Yeah. No. Don't you find the news really depressing sometimes? I get that those things happen sometimes, and it's very distressing. But we have had a lovely summer, and we should be really grateful for that. And so we should concentrate on saying thank you to God because we have had a lovely summer. So should we say our wonderful things? And also, there was another verse I wanted to pick out, actually. And it said, "You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance." So today, we are remembering God's absolute abundance. Does anybody want any abundance? Shall I share some abundance with you? Oh, look at that abundance. Say thank you to God for all the abundance. Oh, I love a bit of abundance. Don't you love abundance? God is so generous. Shall we say thank you, God, for abundance? I have no idea what's going on. Ready? One, two, three. This is, I mean, you know, I am all for using sweets to make church fun. Yes, I confess I've done that in the past myself, but yes, abundance. Come on, though. We all know there are parts of the world where there is famine. There are people who've got nothing, Sarah. You're chucking sweets around. This is a joke. It's shallow. It's vacuous. It's ridiculous. Face up to reality, my friend.
Okay, you're right.
The thing is, we've just got to, we can't ignore suffering. We can't cover our eyes and cover our ears. And I don't think God wants us to ignore suffering either.
No, you're right. Okay, I get it. You are right. We do have a lot to be thankful for.
We do. I agree.
But that shouldn't mean that we block our eyes and block our ears to the need that's in the world. Because, you know, God loves everybody. And so, I don't think that God's okay with some people not getting much when others have so much. But what can we do about it?
Look, I appreciate it is difficult. You can feel overwhelmed when you look at the scale of the problems in our world. But last week I was writing a sermon on giving, and I came across a verse in the Bible that one of those ones I thought, I don't remember reading that before. I've not got a great memory. And it really struck me, and it's quite interesting. And it's interesting as well because it's a little bit political. Let me read you what it says. It says this. Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. The goal is equality. As it's written, the one who gathered much did not have too much. The one who gathered little did not have too little. And what I found amazing is that phrase, the goal is equality. And there was I thinking that equality was a modern idea. And that's it, right there in the New Testament, 2,000 years old. The goal, Sarah, is equality.
Okay, that's actually a fantastic encouragement. Because actually it means that we can be thankful for what we have. But also that we can recognise that when we're given more than we need, we have something that we can do. We can in turn help others. We can pass that on. That's a really amazing thing to do. But you know what? We don't have to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. It's easy to get down because there's so much need and we can't fix it all. But actually, the weight of the world doesn't rest on our shoulders. The weight of the world rests on Jesus' shoulders. He's the one who carries that weight. And then actually we're just invited to do our bit, to do what we can. And we're sharing communion this morning, because actually in communion, we come round, we gather round Jesus' table, and he gives us bread and wine as a reminder that he has done everything for us. He died so that we can live, and he provides for us. But what's interesting is that at the communion service, we come and we receive that, but then we are sent out into the world again. We're sent out into the world, having been filled up, to look for the needs of others and what we can do there, and not to feel guilty. This isn't about looking and feeling guilty. This is about looking and saying, actually, what can I do? What can I do? Freely you have received. Therefore, freely give. Thank you, Bridget.
Speaking of which, I didn't get any sweets, so thank you very much.